Sarah, the Anthropic situation is unprecedented in its scope and implications. The government's directive to suspend access to Fable 5 and Mythos 5 has generated more discussion than anything we've seen this quarter. What are the technical details behind this action?
The directive appears to target specific capabilities within these models, though Anthropic's public statement is deliberately vague about which particular features triggered the intervention. What's remarkable is the scale of the response. Over 2,400 upvotes suggests this resonated far beyond the typical AI research community. The HN discussion reveals deep concerns about the precedent this sets for commercial AI development.
From a regulatory perspective, this represents exactly what many in the industry feared most: sudden, sweeping government intervention without clear advance warning. The business implications are staggering. Companies have built entire product strategies around these models, and now they're facing potential service disruptions with no clear timeline for resolution.
The technical community's reaction has been particularly telling. One comment thread I noticed explored whether this directive stems from safety concerns, national security issues, or broader AI governance policies. The lack of transparency from both Anthropic and the government is fueling speculation about everything from capability thresholds to international competitive concerns.
What concerns me most is the economic precedent. If the government can essentially flip a switch and disable access to AI models that companies depend on, it introduces a new category of regulatory risk that investors and businesses haven't properly priced in. This could fundamentally alter how AI companies structure their operations and risk management.
There's also an interesting technical angle emerging from the community discussion. Some developers are noting that the specific models affected, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, suggest the intervention might target particular capabilities rather than general AI advancement. This could indicate more surgical regulatory approaches going forward rather than broad shutdowns.
The shadow analysis piece that gained significant traction offers a more skeptical perspective on the entire situation. It raises questions about whether this intervention masks deeper issues within Anthropic or broader industry dynamics. That level of scrutiny from the HN community typically signals there are layers to this story we haven't uncovered yet.
The international implications deserve attention too. If the US government can unilaterally restrict access to leading AI models, how does that affect global AI development and competition? Countries and companies worldwide are watching this closely, and it could accelerate efforts to develop independent AI capabilities outside US jurisdiction.
We're also seeing real-world impact already. The developer who created that Shepherd's Dog game using Fable demonstrates how quickly creative applications can be disrupted by these policy decisions. When individual projects can be rendered non-functional overnight, it raises fundamental questions about the stability of AI-dependent development.
Looking at the broader pattern, this incident connects to the intense debate around open-source AI that's gaining momentum. The timing isn't coincidental. As governments assert more control over proprietary models, the argument for open alternatives becomes more compelling from both technical and economic perspectives.